he tells you 11 months before there's going to be an event, all this is going to happen. What did you think on the morning of 9/11? Where were you, and did you think about Nick Rockefeller and what he had told you when you saw those towers fall?
No, I was actually in Tahiti when 9/11 happened, and I got a call from my son. And my son said, the Twin Towers, they were just attacked, and they were falling down or something. So what are you talking about? I was in Tahiti. I was asleep. And he says, yeah, they were hit by a plane, da, 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 da. And so where I was in Tahiti, there was no television, so I had to run the other side of the island to a hotel where they had, and it was all on television, you know, and that's when I first saw the stuff on TV about it. And I didn't immediately equate it to Nick, you know, but when I realized that we were going to go into Afghanistan, Iraq, and as that developed, I realized what it was. I mean, Nick and I discussed many things. One of the things we discussed, what he brought up in conversation, was reducing world population and felt that there were too many people in the world. In a way, I agree, there are too many people in the world, but I don't think I have the authority to say who's going to die and who's not going to die, you know. But they felt that they want to reduce world population, and he felt that it should be reduced by a half. He even mentioned to me once they were having a real problem trying to solve the Israel-Palestinian problem. And he talked to me once about they were playing with the idea of bringing Israel to Arizona. You know, and taking all the people from Israel and giving everybody $1 million and setting up Israel in the state of Arizona.
Unbelievable.
Just to end that problem, because that's a problem that they're not in charge of, in a sense. They're not controlling that problem.
Did you ever talk to Nick Rockefeller after he told you all this and then 9/11 took place?
No. But he did. I told you, he told me that you're going to see men running around caves looking for Osama bin Laden. You know, you're going to see men looking for, you know, these guys, and they're going to be, you know.
They told you it was all going to be bull.
It's a phony. The whole thing is a fake. It's a fraud.
Was he laughing, or was he just coldly saying this?
No, it was more laughing. Cynical. Laughing. You know, it was more like, how stupid everybody is. Look how stupid everybody. We can do whatever we want to do.